And I will just bring a devotional thought. I do not have a handout, and I don't have it up on the board. But I trust you brought your Bible with. And go to 1 Peter, chapter 1. And I'm just going to read verses 3 through 9. And I'm going to talk about facing painful times. Some just quick truths, a devotional thought. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now, when I was reading this earlier, those are phenomenal promises that go beyond all of our circumstances. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, this is, if you understand what it is saying and recognize the promises there, life is good. We're headed, we really are on the winning team here. We're on the right side of these issues because we're with Jesus. Goes on in verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Notice how powerful it's speaking about the end result of where we're all headed as believers, those of us that genuinely know Christ. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Well, I'm talking about facing problems and challenges. As pastor of our small group, there are a lot of people facing a lot of very heavy, very difficult challenges. Okay, that's just the way it is. And they're very overwhelming. As a pastor, in one respect, I'm third party. I listen in and I pray and I try to provide counselor. But from a human standpoint, I look at the circumstances and say, now this is not good. There doesn't appear, humanly speaking. But we are not limited to humanly speaking. When we've got problems that can't be solved, we need to remind ourselves of three truths that I found in this passage. In verse 6, that the problem is only temporary. No matter how long it may seem right now, because when you're in the midst of the problem, it seems like a long time. And for some, it's already been years. But relative to eternity, it's nothing. Verse 6 says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. God knows about your problem, and he is reminding us right here, no matter what the problem is, if you are a genuine believer, it's only temporary. Things get better. The sun is going to rise one of these days, or you're going to rise with the sun. We've got a good future here, and we just need to hold on to the future, recognizing that the various trials, for whatever grander purpose God might have, may last for a while, but relative to the long haul, they're just a blink in the eye, just a puff of smoke. Number two, the problems don't have to make us miserable. I'm going to read verse 3 through 6 and think about that. Your problems, my problems, if you know Jesus Christ, do not have to make you miserable. I'm thinking of issues like custody of and directive of your spouse, which Ruth is facing. Those are heartbreaking situations when these issues are being raised. And Connors, you're sitting there with employment and workman's compensation, and then you got the burden of family. And I start going in family, I could start naming names in the group here. There's many that have family situations that are really heartbreaking. That you're here tonight. You're worshiping the Lord tonight. Well, in the midst of those things, listen as I read 3 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's a living hope. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. Nobody can take it from us. As bad as things are, they cannot get to ripping away the blessings of being a believer. Reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. No matter how bleak it looks, even if one would be found in a situation where to stand up for Jesus meant you lose your physical life, I remind you what it says. Our blessings are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. There's a permanence, there is a power, and there's a promise that is just phenomenal. We need to remember not to sweat the small stuff. And remember that all things are small stuff, the things we face here, relative to eternity. They're nothing. They're nothing compared to our God. They're nothing compared to our rewards, our inheritance. And then finally, when we face these problems and we get discouraged and we say, I do not know which way I ought to go, the problems will offer you an opportunity. They do. Many of you are a testimony of this, by the way, in a really a phenomenal way. You know, I see Cindy back there. How many years have you struggled? You've been married 36 years, correct? How many years have you been a believer? Okay, so your whole married life, okay? And it hasn't been so smooth, has it? It hasn't been so smooth, but it's been sweet times, but it hasn't been so smooth. But here's the point. In the midst of our difficult times, particularly those that prolong, those that don't go away quickly, verse 7 applies. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And let me say, I have found in my own life that there are situations where the only good that I can see out of it is that I am going to do my level best to bring honor to glory to God. In the midst of it, this is not going the right way. Everything seems to go the wrong way. I remind myself, well, this may be one of those times where the very thing that I need to do is in the midst of this, find joy and praise and comfort and security in Jesus. And give him the glory. Even though the pain goes on. That's an encouragement to me because, you know what? I've lived enough years now to recognize that you face these problems that have no human solution. But they always have an eternal purpose. We can bring God glory in those times, in a sense, more than any other time. Because the joy. I vividly remember, as a new Christian, I was a very new Christian, just a couple years. And the company we were at had an announcement that we had been purchased by another. And they had this grandiose plan, and then it caused fire in a whole bunch of people, and the whole group was frightened. So much so that at that point I had the opportunity to walk into one of the vice presidents of this multi-million-dollar company. It was a billion-dollar company. I walked into one of the vice president's offices to speak with him about some thoughts that I had. Three of us went in there together. We had a grandiose plan for the new entity. And he wasn't in there. But he was in there because there was only one door to the office. And secretary saw him walk in. We saw him walk in, and he wasn't in the office. So I went back in. And the pressure of the moment had driven him to the point where he had a nervous breakdown, and he was curled up underneath his desk. And I remember I was a young man. That man was 20 years my senior and significantly more powerful in the corporation. And I remember being just touched by how God has his hand in this too. And I was a young Christian, giving the man encouragement. You know, this will be all right. You know, we can get to the other end of it. God has purpose in this stuff. I don't know what it is. And I thought to myself, it's not good for you, bud. I don't think this is a good move for your career, but still, God can use it. I don't know whatever happened to the guy. We talked to him to a point where he came out and finally sat down, and then obviously in our position, we departed fairly quickly. It was an awkward situation. But here's my point, that even in the midst of things that don't make sense, we as believers have a hope that can allow us to stand up and praise God and to rejoice in what is eternal, independent of the temporal. Amen? Okay, here's the three devotional truths, and then we're going to distribute our prayer list. We're going to break up into smaller groups. In regards to facing these unsolvable problems, number one, the problem is only temporary. Now, I say that recognizing for some in here, the problem has gone on for years, but it's temporary relative to what Scripture says about life, which for us now is an eternity. Number two, the problems don't have to make us miserable. We can focus in on what's really important, his blessed promises. Our Lord himself. And three, that the very, very worst of our problems are a supreme opportunity for us to really manifest praise and honor and glory for our Savior. Because the world will never understand that, but they will take note that our peace goes beyond the circumstances. Amen? Heavenly Father, I pray that these thoughts would be an encouragement, as they were to me. I pray, Father, that they would take us and carry us forward in the days ahead, that we might be different than the world. And we thank you for it. I thank you for everyone that's here. I thank you for the sovereign way that you've allowed us to gather together. And I pray that all of us would leave encouraged and challenged to be the witness that you'd want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.